Miss Joanne, did you have a scripture with us today out of Genesis?
I will try. Genesis 12, 1 through 9. The Lord said to Abram, "Leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family. Go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous. And you be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram departed as the Lord had instructed, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran. He took his wife and his nephew Lot, and all his wealth, his livestock, and all the people he had taken into his household at Haran, and headed for the land of Canaan. When they arrived in Canaan, Abram traveled through the land as far as Shechem. There he set up camp beside the oak of Moreh. At the time, the area was inhabited by Canaanites. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "I will give this land to your descendants." And Abram built an altar there and dedicated it to the Lord who had appeared to him. After that, Abram traveled south and set up camp in the hill country, with Bethel to the west and Ai to the east, where he built another altar and dedicated it to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord. Then Abram continued traveling by stages toward the
it says here that Abram traveled southward, set up a camp in the hill country between Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. So there's that Bethel all the time. I hear Bethel. We got Bethel music. We got Bethel this. We got Bethel in our Methodist church. So what does Bethel mean anyhow?
House of God.
So when they set up those little altars and so forth, it was a place of worship. So